Today's date is April 26, 1975. The time is 6:35 p.m. I will be interviewing Reverend William M. Barber, Saginaw, Michigan. The topic to be discussed is the working and living conditions from 1929 to 1975. Could I have your name and date of birth?
William M. Barber, born 1888.
When and how long have you been a resident of Saginaw?
45 years.
When did you become a resident?
1929.
Where were you living at that time?
On 2515 North Oakland, on the west side of Saginaw.
What was the living condition?
For me, the living condition was all right.
Could you give me some example to the living condition for other blacks?
Well, it was such as they made it be.
You were the only black family living there at that time, wasn't it?
Were
there any other black living there?
On that time, yes.
You were the only black living there.
What were the working conditions for the
blacks? Well, the working conditions wasn't very good.
Why?
Well, I don't know what I should say there.
Oh, if it's true, say it.
Well, my parents lived there. Sorry. You eat long meat with it.
What was the working condition for the blacks?
It wasn't very good.
Could you say why?
Well, we didn't have any it was dust and dirty and hot, inconvenient. Black man all that, all the work that he had was rough work. I guess that's it.
Could you tell me where were you working?
I worked in what's called a cleaning room, and labor work in the cleaning room.
This was a Chevrolet garage?
Yeah, Chevrolet garage.
How long did you work there?
I worked 27 years.
While you was working there, could you tell me the work condition for you?
For me, they was as I made them. I can't say for the gentleman, but for me, it was as I made them. I had a job, I did it well, and the job, it always was treated right.
How was the living condition for the other blacks? At that time, I think you said you lived on the west side, but you was practically the only black on the west side, but there were other blacks in the city of Saginaw. What were their living conditions?
Well, they were very poor. I consider them very poor.
Why?
Well, they had to live with insufficient housing. Work wasn't very good for them. That's about all.
How much were you paid for your work? Were you paid hourly or what?
At one time, we worked for 45 cents an hour.
You was hired in, paid 45 cents per hour?
Yeah. At one time, we worked for at least, at the lowest, at 45 cents an hour. In the 30s, they began to increase the wages.
You would say this is when the change come about?
Yeah, in the 30s, early 30s.
And what are some of the better changes that was made in 1930?
Well, some of the changes that were made were better. They had better jobs. They put in machinery where we did everything by hand. They brought in machinery and on many jobs. And from that time on, is what you want to know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
From that time on, they have improved steadily. They've improved to where now we have black in maintenance, from electricians, millwrights, foremen, and on. That's the improvement.
What would you say how much would you say they're being paid now according to when you retired?
I understand they're paying as much as $6 an hour.
And when you retired, how much were you being paid? Would you say the living condition now is better for the blacks?
Yes,
than when
I think
you came
so,
here?
Black Paul.
Why do you feel that it's better?
Well, he's earning more for himself. He has a better opportunity to prepare for himself. I think.
They have more foremen now in the Amazon. And it's dead to keep still. That isn't wrong, I like to tell that.
I told
that to be so.